Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 23 on August the 18th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover trades from last week. We covered the trade on Yelp, Dillard's, the IWM ETF, and Abercrombie and Fitch. And we'll also look at three new trades on 3D Systems, the Brazil Index ETF, and then the US Oil ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. So if you have any questions about some of the trades that I present in the show or about trades in your own position, feel free to email me. You can reach me at Eric, E-R-I-C, at theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to be able to follow along with me on this show. So you can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch those videos, or just check out our YouTube channel, The Weekly Option. So, that being said, not a whole lot to cover as far as economic news happening this week. Kind of the usual mix of data pieces, data points that can give a good indication of where our U.S. market and the international market is going to be going. The market pulled slightly higher this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Index ended the week 356 points higher, finishing at 25,669 points. The S&P 500 index closed the week nearly 17 points higher, ending at 2,850 points. And as usual, there are some companies that are going to be releasing quarterly earnings this upcoming week. On Monday, we're going to be looking at Estee Lauder Companies, the makeup brand. Toll Brothers, Medtronics, American Eagle Outfitters, and Urban Outfitters are going to be posting on Tuesday. I'll keep an eye on Target, Lowe's, and Sears on Wednesday. On this upcoming Thursday, we'll hear from VMware. And on Friday, GameStop and Foot Locker will be posting quarterly earnings as well. So that is it. So let's go ahead and dive into the results from last week. Of course, yesterday, Friday, August 17th, was options expiration. So any positions you had with an August expiration have now finished. Hopefully they are in the money if you own them and far out of the money if you don't own them, meaning if you sold them. The covered call strategy. After a six-week run of profitable covered calls, I've hit a two-week snag in my performance. So this is that second week. So we'll start off with the Yelp trade. Last week, when we discussed Yelp, it was trading for $49.35. I looked at selling the September 50 call for $2.15 and was hoping for roughly 5.5% return in 5 weeks because this was a September trade. Both of the cover calls I pointed out last week experienced some significant drops in the stock. The Yelp stock actually fell $4 this week. It's pretty significant. The stock fell all day on Monday, so provided ample opportunity to either avoid getting in this trade or to consider ways to protect that stock position. So if you remember, with the covered call, you actually own the stock and you have sold a call option against stock that you own. So that's what makes it covered, is it's covered by the stock that you own. Now, if you already own the stock, then that's one thing, but many of these trades, if I'm going to enter the position, I normally would buy the stock and then sell the option against it. In this situation, with stock falling all day Monday, I wouldn't touch it at all. In trading, we call that, you know, catching a falling knife. I like to let the knife hit the ground before picking it up. Don't catch it while it's in the air. So the call option we sold for $2.15 clearly is not enough to offset the loss that you would have taken in the stock if you had bought the stock first thing and let it fall, you know, nearly $4 on you. So however, you know, there's still time on this trade, and because it's a September trade and that expires in 4 weeks, there's still time to make other decisions. So you could buy the stock in, or I'm sorry, buy the call option in that you sold for $2.15. It's now being offered for 49 cents. You could buy in that September 50 call and then roll it down to the 46 strike. So you would sell the 46 call for $1.55. So all in all, you will have collected a total of $3.21 for this trade. Now, it still doesn't cover the stock loss that you have, but it significantly limits it, right? Instead of a full-on loss of $4 in that stock, you know, you've limited, you now will have brought in $3.21. Again, you know, covered call trades are risky due to the open exposure and if the stock price falls. Now, the other trade that you can do against this is selling out of the money puts. This thus creating a strangle. So if you sell puts and you already are short a call, you will have created a strangle and you're going to be collecting more option premium. Now, I would only do this trade. I would only create this strangle if you are confident that you want to stay in the stock position. We've already gone lower than our break-even point. So honestly, I would look at just closing this if you did happen to enter this trade right at the beginning of the day on Monday, because that's the only way the numbers would have held. I would look at closing this trade unless you really, really love the stock. Most likely, if you're like me, you didn't even get a chance to get in it because the stock started falling pretty significantly right off the bat. Now let's look at Dillard's. Dillard's stock actually closed on Tuesday above $93 a share. So, you know, last week when we looked at it, Dillard's was trading for $85.83. And we looked at selling the September 87 half call for $5.10 and looking at an 8% return in 5 weeks. Now, if you had entered this on Monday, by Tuesday, that stock, this whole position would have been in the money and you're doing pretty good. Now, after Macy's announced earnings on Wednesday, the whole sector took a hit. Dillard's stock ended up falling all the way down. You know, it finished around $82 a share by the end of the day on Wednesday. So on Tuesday, it finished for $93. It dropped 11 bucks. We sold that call for $5.10. So ultimately, our break-even point was $80.73. So even if you sold that stock at the end of the day on Wednesday at $82, you still would have made a profit on this trade. You could have closed the whole position in the day on Wednesday profitably. Needless to say, if you held the position all week, the stock is now $11 lower. I mean, a full-on $11 lower than it was trading last week. The stock finished this week at $74.57. So that is an amazing drop for a stock that was almost eight bucks higher on Tuesday. So, you know, if you got in this trade and it was looking profitable, you know, keep an eye on your break-even point because, you know, if you exit the trade before the break-even, then you will have made some money on it, right? If you exit the trade before the break-even, you make money. So again, you know, just a reminder, covered calls are risky because the loss is not capped. You know, these trades are not trades that you can just put on passively. You can't put it on Monday and just let it see how it worked on Friday because of the stock that you own. Now, that being said, if I were still in this trade, you know, nursing a $6 loss overall, I would look at rolling the strike lower just like we looked at in the Yelp. You can sell the 75 call right now for $3.50. So that would lower your overall loss from $6.16 if you got out of the you know, 87 half call and sold this one. It would lower your total loss down to $2.66 per share. Now, that's not bad after having $11 loss in the stock. Now, again, we are lower than the break-even point, the break-even price on this trade. So if you got in this trade, I would exit it. However, if for some reason you still are in this trade today, definitely look at rolling the strike lower so you can collect some more premium to cover or to try to offset some of the loss that you took in the stock itself. Now, our credit spread. Last week, we looked at the IWM ETF. It was trading for $167.53, and we were selling the September 169 170 call spread and collecting 44 cents. IWM actually finished this week priced at $168.35, so it went higher, 82 cents higher than where we sold the call spread. Now, that means that inherently this spread is going against us. We sold it for 44 cents, and the spread right now would cost 59 cents if you were to buy it in. So if you were to close it out right now, that's a 15 cent loss. Now, if you were to add to the trade right now, you could actually sell more at 50 cents, meaning only a 6 cents loss from where you put it on. So your real loss on this trade is somewhere between 6 cents and 15 cents. However, if stock closed right now, if the stock closed right now at this price, we would keep our entire 44 cents because this spread is still out of the money. Again, we sold the 169, 170 call spread, and stock right now is 168.35. Each week, I note the break-even price when I'm putting any trade on, because the break-even price on this one is right now, it's 169.44, more than a dollar away. So since we haven't hit our break-even point in this trade, I would stay in it. You could even sell a put spread against this to lower your total exposure. And I mentioned that last week, that might be an option if this trade moves against us, would be selling a put spread against the call spread. And that creates something called an iron condor, which I believe I have a video kind of explaining. So right now, the maximum loss on this trade is 56 cents. But if I sell the September 166, 167 put spread for 23 cents, that would bring the total premium that I've collected up to 67 cents and lower our total maximum loss to 33 cents, right? So if price finishes somewhere between $167 and $169, which is where it is right now, then we keep all the premium. If prices finish with one of the spreads fully in the money, the most that we would lose is 33 cents or $33 per spread. So this is a great way to limit the loss and create a defined price range that could lead to higher returns and minimize your maximum loss, which is what I like. You know, locking in returns or at least capping the total risk on trades. So September 21st is our options expiration for September. So this is 1 month trade. I would go ahead and stay in it, and I'm looking at selling a put spread against this call spread. Final trade was Abercrombie & Fitch, symbol ANF, Apple Nancy Frank. Last week it was trading for $27.14, and we paid 60 cents for the September 26, 27 call spread. So this call spread was slightly in the money. We're paying 60 cents for a spread that we know will expire worth $1. So this trade is our winner for the week. The stock finished nearly 50 cents higher, making our in-the-money trade even more in the money. So if we were to exit this trade right now, you would lose money because you'd cross the bid-ask spread. But if you tried to add to this trade or enter the trade right now, you'd actually pay 3 cents more than you did last week. So all in all, this trade is working. We'll just continue to monitor it. Again, these trades aren't completely passive. But you know that the most you could lose is the money you put in. So we put in 60 cents on this trade, fully expect it to stay. If prices stay where it is or continue creeping higher in 4 weeks, we will have made our full 66% return. And those are the kind of returns that I like when I'm trading options. 1 month, 66% return is pretty good. So that's it for last week's trades. Let's dive into this week's trades. Each of them are in the month of September. And again, September expiration is on Friday, September 21st. So our first trade that we're looking at is the covered call. Again, I've already put out a number of warnings on covered calls. The maximum loss is open because of the stock that you own. This week, we're looking at company 3D Systems, which is a 3D printing and software company. Symbol is DDD, so David, David, David. The stock finished this week for $19.04, and I'm looking at selling the September 20 call, collecting 69 cents. So if stock finishes for $20 or higher, we will have made a total of 8%, a little more than 8%, 8.67%, because of the gain in the stock and the money that we're collecting for this call option. So looking at an 8% return in 4 weeks. Our next spread is the credit spread that we're looking at this week, looking at EWZ, that is the Brazil ETF, symbol Edward William Zebra. Looking at the, well, the stock finished at $33.28. It's actually had a nice little move here over the last few weeks, but we're looking at selling the September 34-35 call spread for 36 cents, somewhat expecting the stock to go a little bit lower, but we'll see. Since August expiration just happened, many of the stocks that I looked at for the credit spread are still, for September, are still $1 wide or $1 strikes. But most of these strikes will post prices for 50 cent price increments on Monday. So right now I'm looking at the September 34-35 call spread, collecting 36 cents to sell it, which means that I'm open or have a maximum loss of 64 cents possible on the spread. But on Monday, the half strikes, the 50 cent strikes will be posted. So I'm probably going to hold off on executing this one, and I'm going to see what the 50 cent, how the 50 cent strikes are priced, because even though a return percentage will be similar, I still like my actual, like my nominal price maximum loss to be a lot lower than the full $1 strikes offer. So again, I'm giving this for the option spread or for the trading podcast this week, but I'm really looking at prices again on Monday once the 50 cent strikes are available. Our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread on USO, the US oil ETF. It closed the week for $13.69, and I'm looking at buying the 13.5 call spread and paying 35 cents for this. So that's a maximum gain of 15 cents. And if we make 15 cents on 35 cents, that means a 43% return over the next 4 weeks. So again, I like those sort of metrics. Makes me happy to make money, and hopefully we'll do so this week. If anything, I'm hoping to snap my covered call percentage. These last 2 weeks have been kind of rough making the podcast with those losses, but I did have a 6 week run of having positive covered calls, so I can't complain too much. That's it for this week's show. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. You can check out any of our videos on YouTube or on the website, again, theweeklyoption.com. And thank you very much for listening this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, reach out. Otherwise, we'll talk to you again next week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.